knows what a tear you cry. On a black horse you ride, right past us all, like wreckage on the shore. A circle and a tambourine, nothing is what it seems, and around and round, oh, we all go. Like the chaos of the angel, and the song to ease a soul. I'm not interested in fables anymore. And all those bright-eyed children at the gate, the sparkle minds, and dealing weight, they're not interested in fables anymore. Stage fright on opening night, but you remembered every line. And when the curtain fell, they pulled down the sky. A pale blue dust kicked up behind, with horizons on your mind, as you go on and on and on your way. Like the chaos of the angel, the song to ease a soul. I'm not interested in fables anymore. And all those bright-eyed children at the gate, with sparkle minds, dealing weight, they're not interested in fables anymore. So they're not interested in fables anymore. They're not interested in fables
this next song last night, and then it made me think of I wrote the song with old dear friend who's not with us, named Eddie Marsh. And we wrote the song together, but it made me think of a hilarious Eddie Marsh story, which I should share with you because it's still funny. And, you know, so he joined the Black Crowes, and like that, you know, all of a sudden it was like, it had been these guys, and then all of a sudden, like, this other guy was with us all the time, you know? We didn't know him, and he didn't know us, and he seemed much, much older. And he had a mullet haircut and stuff, it was really rad, you know? And we were on tour, you know, playing with ZZ Top and opening, and we were in hotels and moving around and still working and working and working. So, you know, slowly but surely we start to meet this freaky dude. So I'm like walking out of my room to go to the gig one day, and his door's open and he was listening to something, you know, some weird, at the time I went in like Gentle Giant record or something weird, you know. And he's in there, like, getting it together, and he's like, hey, man, you know, what's up? You know? Like, what are you doing in there, man? He's like, oh, man, you know, I'm just getting together, you know? And I come in, and he's got, like, you know, like, condiments and shit in there. Hot dog buns, and a thing of relish and shit. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, man, yeah, I'm just getting my shit together for when I get back. And I go, it's fucking 5 p.m, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, when I get back from the gig, you know? And I was like, what you gotta do when you get back from the gig, you know? He's like, oh, look in the bathroom. And he's got a fucking pack of hot dogs in the sink. And he's got the hot water on. And I was like, he's like, yeah, when I get back, I'm gonna be ready to go. Motherfucker who knows what he likes. I mean, I guess it could be worse. It could have been like a fucking catfish sandwich under the pillow. Yeah. I'm gonna eat that next week, man. Alright, it's not good yet. But anyway, that's a true story. Never again, you know. We were always, well, I was, you know, writing songs and stuff and trying to put this New York Met thing together, which was fun, but, so we started writing songs, and then it kind of all, like, things at that time fell apart, but yeah, Ed played me these changes, and we wrote this song in, like, about 20 minutes, so it was one of those things, one day, and it was just good, you know.